for them from sad shires? What candles may be held to speed them all? Not in the hands of boys, but in their eyes shall shine the holy glimmers of goodbyes. The pallor of girls' brows shall be their pall, their flowers the tenderness of patient minds, and each slow dusk a drawing down of blinds.
Frame, riot squad, bulletproof, metal clad. Quatermass, tear gas, riot squad, TV ad. My gas mask, I carry my shield, made out of perspex. Zoom in, purple pants, tattered shirt, green hand. Gamma rays, missile range, riot squad, metal clad. Here is the hull, and this is my weapon. My riot shield shatters, a green fist of iron.
Hey, this is Stavros, and you're listening to Too Cold to Cry on BFF.fm. Thanks so much for tuning in this evening for a set that we're calling Anthem for a Doomed Youth. And I suppose the theme for tonight's show is war and sanity. Youth, I guess, the destruction of youth, or just the destruction of life, and maybe youth is a symbol for life. But lots of really upsetting music to play for you this evening. It's going to be a sort of psychotronic evening of musical intensities, and I'm so glad that you decided to share with me this evening with your host Stavros for Too Cold to Cry. Going to keep things moving with some music from the band Warsaw. This was Joy Division before Joy Division, and this next song is called They Walked in Line. Thanks again for tuning in. Too Cold to Cry on BFF.fm.
To pass the time, wearing the shame of all.
Hey, this is Stavros, and you're listening to Too Cold to Cry on BFF.FM, and you are tuned in to an hour-long set that we're calling Anthem for a Doomed Youth. And I hadn't mentioned earlier, but this set is organized around and named for a poem by Wilfred Owen, the famous British poet of the First World War, and the horrors and surreal landscapes of the trenches, and also the condemnation of the state, which sends young men to their deaths, and for what purpose. So in many respects, the set is kind of a meditation on, I guess, the automatic functions or the sort of automaton nature of institutions and the destruction of life that emerges for them, and also the desire to invest them with a kind of life and vitality, which often feels like it holds a revolutionary promise, but maybe even more often becomes an opportunity for a sort of expression of fascism. And we explored that in a lot of the music that we heard in the last set, starting with They Walked in Line by Warsaw, reflection on, again, the sort of automaton nature of war and the destruction of life, men just following orders. And then we had Glory Days by Zimmerman, which is a nice sort of detour and post-punk meditation on fascism and sort of a jaunty satire and celebration, I guess, of the aesthetics of fascism. And then we had The New America by Vito B. And this is from a really incredible record called Tricentennial 2076. And I heartily endorse it. It's really unlike anything that I've heard. And it's kind of a reflection on a future utopia that has, you know, the sort of penumbras that it casts suggests that, you know, of course, there's an obverse side to this dream world. And so we explored that in the subsequent track from Nine Circles, What's There Left, sort of imagining a resistance to the utopia that Vito B. Describes in his song. So we're going to go back to Wilfred Owen, and we've got a series of recordings that are Richard Burton actually reading the work of Wilfred Owen. And these will be punctuating the set as we move through, again, reflections on war, insanity, identity, the madness and inhumanity, I guess, of the state and of human society. So something to get you excited on the Cinco de Mayo and light your Friday night on fire. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Stavros with Too Cold to Cry. You're listening to BFF.FM.
Out there, we walked quite friendly up to death, sat down and eaten with him, cool and bland, pardoned his spilling mess tins in our hand. We've sniffed the green, thick odor of his breath. Our eyes wept, but our courage didn't ride. He spattered us with bullets and he's coughed shrapnel. We chorused when he sang aloft. We whistled while he shaved us with his scythe. Oh, death was never enemy of ours. We laughed at him. We leagued with him. Old chum. No soldiers paid a kick against his powers. We laughed knowing that better men would come. And greater wars. When each proud fighter brags he wars on death for lives, not men. For flags.
Identity. convertible car. Recline in my seat, lying back in this heat. Look me up on channel 3. So sophisticated, charming and educated. And I hope you don't mind. Nothing's harder to find. Someone sensual like you. Elton John style, with an eagle profile, small screen smile. Au coq Saint-Jacques.
I think you're very, 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 very.
Et ton moi, au-dessous de toi.
Waiting. slain. Children, don't forget this torture. Just because you call her mother doesn't mean that she's your better.
Double, like old beggars under sacks, knock-kneed, coughing like hags, we cursed through sludge. Till on the haunting flares we turned our backs, and towards our distant rest began to trudge. Men marched asleep. Many had lost their boots, but limped on, bloodshot. All went lame, all blind. drunk with fatigue, deaf even to the hoots of tired, outstripped 5-9s that drop behind. Gas. Gas, quick, boys. An ecstasy of fumbling, fitting the clumsy helmets just in time. But someone still was yelling out and stumbling and floundering like a man in fire or lime. Dim through the misty panes and thick green light, as under a green sea, I saw him drowning. In all my dreams, before my helpless sight, he plunges at me, guttering, choking, drowning. If in some smothering dreams you too could pace behind the wagon that we flung him in, and watch the white eyes writhing in his face, his hanging face, like a devil sick of sin. If you could hear at every jolt the blood come gargling from the froth-corrupted lungs, obscene as cancer, bitter as the cud of vile, incurable sores on innocent tongues. My friend, you would not tell with such high zest to children ardent for some desperate glory the old lie, dulce et decorum est pro patria mori.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Thank you. warrant. Electronic enforcer was engaged. Only through space love of the Sumerians were we given chances again. They gave us Martian plan. In limbo you're doomed to an imaginary life. But what can you do? You live with the change. Tricentennial 2076. This is where the old America stood. Their men. Space love was a savior. He gave to us Martian plan. Only through space love of the Sumerians while we give them chances. They gave us Martian plan. We had to learn the funky pump so Rocket Park could make a silicon man. Tricentennial 2076. This is where the old America stood. '76 was when we made it, so we thought it would be good to write a law for good and evil, call it New America, and we celebrate, celebrate, celebrate the tricentennial. When we come back from the past in our miracle device, we'll stop off in that happy year and we'll celebrate, 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 celebrate the tricentennial. Martian plan. They gave us Martian plan. They gave us Martian plan. They gave us Martian plan.